Today is Yud Aleph Tammuz, June 19th, and we are continuing with the topic of Maror. The halachas of Maror, and we'll get to Charoisis as well. And a very important halacha that we're about to discuss. And here the Mechaber says as follows. Sifkat Mem Aleph. We have to make sure that we eat a kezayis of this maror, and we're being told from the Chabad that all of the different species of maror can be combined to this kezayis. He says as follows: Hu kishir chatzi beya. This is a shear of a half of an egg. Now, well, you could open up the modern day halacha svarim to tell us exactly how much we have to eat in the pictures and the beautiful color pictures. If one fulfills the mitzvah with the leaves, he should press them together, he should squish them together. Why is that? Because the space in between the leaves, in other words, if you take those charts that they have sometimes, and you put one piece of the leaf here and another leaf here, so it's not squared, it's not rectangular, and they don't all fit in together, so you have open space. So he says you have to push them together to make sure that you have the proper shear. Then he tells us as follows. You have to be very careful with this. Why is that? What is he saying? The Mishneh Berurah is telling us that we are making a special bracha of al achilas maror. The Bari Pri Adama was said earlier on the Karpas. Now we're eating the maror. How much of this maror do we have to eat? We have to eat a kezayis worth of maror. Now, if we don't have a kezayis worth of maror, we have made a bracha levatala. So that's why he's telling us it's so important if we're using the leaves to make sure we push them together to make sure we have the correct shear and the space in between does not add up to this kezayis. And of course, we also have not fulfilled our mitzvah, our obligation of eating maror, which is a derabanan. Sifkat mem beis. Now the Mechaber tells us a new point. The last line in the Mechaber on the top of the page there, v'ikar hamitzvah bechazeris. The main mitzvah of using, which of the five types we use? Is it that spicy horseradish grain that we use? He says, no. It's the chazeris. It's the first one listed in the Mishnah. What is the chazeris? That's the lettuce. Vim ein loy chazeris, if he does not have chazeris, yachzor acha rishoin kefi haseda shehem shnuyim. Then the person should try to acquire, in the order that's listed in the Mishnah, which is really listed here in the Mechaber, the chazeris, and he continues, and he says, ulshin, tamcha, charchavino, and the mora. I'm just reading the first top line in the Mechaber and Sifhei. The reason for that is because the Mishnah lists them in priority in the order of the importance. Now, many use the chazeris as the romaine lettuce. There are those who try to use the heart of the lettuce, the hearts of the inside of it, and it has, in fact, that more whitish part, has more of that bitterish taste a little. And the folds, of course, a separate point which we'll see right now, the folds have to, of course, be opened up and checked properly for bugs. If one does not know how to check for bugs, they have to make sure they figure that out. They learn how to do that. Now, he says in the Mishneh Berurah, Sifkat Mem Beis, Bechazeres, that's 42, Shuzeich Elishibud Mitzrayim, this is a remembrance for the subjugation, the slavery, that we were slaves in Mitzrayim, Shohayit Chilosa Yirach, Levasoif Kosheh. It started off with a nice, soft language. We know the paro is also, if you take the name paro, it's pe-ra. Take the letters and you rearrange them. It's a pe-ra, an evil mouth. And we know one of the midrashim they bring down, that paro came and he said, would you like to help me? And just a little, you have a hammer at home? I'll supply you the hammer. Dewalt, whatever it was. And they figured, the king's out there. Well, we'll help him out a little. Next day, a few more people came. And we know how the Medrash continues. Before you know it, one day they didn't see Paro. But he saw the slave masters over there with the whips, using the whips. What's going on over here? Tchilos Irach, it started out soft, and eventually the shibud began. This is according to one of the Midrashim. So too, we have this maror, Shoya Tchilos Irach, Osoif Kosha, V'cheinu Gam Kein Teva Chazeres. The nature of this chazeres, of this leafy vegetable, Shetchilos Imosuk, beginning it's sweet, V'soif Mar, and at the end it is bitter. So there are different ways to understand this. I'll just share with you the number 56, the bottom left corner, those are the deer shoe. He explains, Hainu, Shebetchilos Gidulo Himesuko. When it starts to grow, it's sweet. V'soif Gidulo Himora. At the end of its growing process, it's bitter. Okay, now there's a whole discussion which we saw yesterday that there should actually be some bitterish taste to the maror. Then he says further, even if it's a little more expensive, you should still try to acquire this type of maror, this chasa, the lettuce. I heard, I'm not saying this lahalacha, so those who are listening on the shir as well, on the tape and recording, I heard someone told me that he believes that Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal held that the iceberg lettuce was that the one that should be used for the maror. Not even the romaine lettuce, the iceberg lettuce, which is what we have every day in the salads. I mean, those have romaine lettuce also. Romaine lettuce is supposed to be, I think, healthier. Then he says like this, a very important point when it comes to the lettuce. Achein, however, kosu, shebimin chazeres, haino salatin, this salad, the lettuce, motzoi mo'oid bimei Pesach, toiloim ketanim, she'enem nimkaren lachalushei ayin. There are small little bugs which are not recognizable to the weak eye. Al kain, therefore, mi she'en loy anoshim yuchodim balayiro she'yivdikhenu karoi. People who don't have checkers to check it properly, to know what they're looking for and to find it. Toiv yoyis elikach tamcha she'karin chrein. It's better to take that horseradish, to be called the chrein. Av shehu shlishi lefi ha'seder she'heim shenuim. Even though it's the third in the list of the maror, it's not the best one to use, but we don't have the bug issue. Those are my words, but the Mishnah Berurah is saying a person wants to fulfill a mitzvah derabanan. Mara is only derabanan, bisman hazeh. And what he's going to do? He's going to violate that derabanan. He's going to violate the deraisa of eating bugs. Now these bugs sometimes, and I will show you. I have some samples. Are you take a pen, you make a little dot. The bugs are that big sometimes. And they are 100% bugs. There's not a shiur on bugs today. But his point is, chas v'chalila, one bug can either be 4, 5, or 6 lavin. Let's do some quick math now. Let's be lenient now. If it's one bug of 4 lavin, then if there would be a Bezdin, and there would be a Malkus, lashes, so 4 times 39, for one, and we don't even enjoy it, we don't get anything out of it even. One little bug, besides the Timtum Alev that is there, stuffs up the heart. Sometimes you want to know, how come people are living a life of, they just don't understand basics, what's right to them is left, and left is right, because of Timtum Alev. Timtum Alev means that their hearts, their neshamas are stuffed up. It's crooked. You see people sometimes, they act like they're crazy in their hanhagas achayim, the way they live their life. Because they can't think straight anymore because of the timtum alev. I'm talking about the Gabi Yiddishkeit in regards to, and he says here, you want to do a mitzvah, but people don't realize. It's not just taking that lettuce and rushing it under the sink and the faucet and letting the water run. We have to know how to check the bugs. And it's a shame, maybe you'll be zoicha to have a bug shear one day here. Let me just finish the Mishnah Berurah. But Prat, she'afshe lekayim shneim al day tamcha. Even more so, you can fulfill this obligation through this tamcha, through that horseradish. Therefore, don't violate any usurim to do a mitzvah.